Herzlich willkommen zu Reingehört, dem Podcast der Reinraum- und Prozesstechnik. Diesmal nicht wie gewohnt aus unserem Studio, sondern live von den Lounges 2024 in Karlsruhe. Mein Name ist Susanne Weckauf und ich freue mich, mit den wichtigsten Köpfen der Branche über die neuesten Trends und Themen zu sprechen. I'm very happy that you're here, Emrat Albaruki. I hope I say it right.
Yeah, thank you. That's right.
It's very nice to have you here.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
You're from Particle Measuring Systems.
Right.
What is your job in your company?
So I'm the field application specialist for micro and sterility, and I'm a part of the advisory team. Advisory specialist, that means we offer pharmaceutical companies help in regards to environmental monitoring, gap analysis, risk assessment, cleaning and disinfection, setting up from quality by design for a new filling line. We have a wide range of product that we can offer the customer and help them in that terms.
You have like four main branches. It's the monitoring, the instruments for monitoring.
Yeah, that's right. We are the specialist for producing monitoring systems. So we produce monitoring devices as a hardware for total particle for pharmaceutical purpose, as well also for semiconductor. And we produce also for viable monitoring. So something like Minicab mobile, what is called Minicab for capturing the, the microbial, or the BioCab single use, which is a device, impactor device for capturing the microbe in the clean rooms and from grade A to grade D in clean rooms.
Okay. And you also do like educate.
Yeah, of course. We train also our customer. We also help the customer in generating SOPs, in doing tasks for monitoring the frequency, to set up the frequency after doing a risk assessment. We work together with our customer to find the best solution for them to do the best monitoring and to defend their strategy in their monitoring.
Okay, but your specialty, or the specialty you want to talk about, is advisory.
Yeah, so I can talk small about my background. I am from my education. I have a PhD in molecular and microbiology.
Wow.
So I have a long times working by the academy and also by different pharmaceutical companies. In quality control, quality assurance, and here as an a part of the advisory team. So I help our customer. We work with different type of customer. We work also with OEMs who produce the filling machine. So we help them to set up the best monitoring solution, which fulfill the requirement of the operator from microbiological point of view, not from just from the engineering point of view.
And what other customers do you have?
So we have, as I said, pharmaceutical companies. So we can work together with the end user, so the pharmaceutical, also as well for the OEMs, who produce this filling machine, isolator, wrap system, etc. So we worked with with them to identify where we should put our our monitoring system. Then they will deliver to the end customer.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit more about the kind of service you offer? So, take us on a journey.
Yeah. So as I'm talking about the advisory. So we have an contamination control advisory team. So we have like the three categories of service do we do. So we have the advisory service. What I already mentioned, we have we do risk assessment, environmental risk assessment. We do also cleaning and disinfection help for the customer, so that We can suggest to them what kind of cleaning and disinfection process they have to follow. Mm-hmm. Aseptic process simulation, smoke study, sterility assurance audit. We have a different, category or points that we can help the mm-hmm. customer with that. contamination control strategy, we can also help them mm-hmm. because it's contamination control strategy. One of the main topic coming with the new annex, you know, it was introduced in the new annex and 56 or something like that mentioned in the so we can help them with issuing that. So this is the advisory service, but we have also another. We can help them with the performance optimization. Mm-hmm. As you know, we are as a producer of total particle and FM system, so facility monitoring system. So mm-hmm. the whole system which monitor and execute all of these process for monitoring mm-hmm. in your clean rooms. We can help them in setting up and performing these steps.
So you offer different packages.
We have a wide portfolio yeah. in the advisory. For instance, also the biocapsing use, which is a nice device that it's one single use instrument that you can easily handle in your aseptic filling mm-hmm. line. So you. It's a lean and easy to use product, so you can just plug in and plug out. No need for mm-hmm. to disinfect or
easy
sterilize.
To handle.
Easy to handle. We can also help them in for performance qualification for this mm-hmm. product, as well as we have also employee training. So if you need to train your employee mm-hmm. how to do any
the measuring.
Maybe measuring uh-huh. so any thing for sterility assurance, we mm-hmm. can help them, training them, coaching them, etc.
Do they come to you or do go to their company?
So it depends. So okay. One of our team could go to them, to the company, yeah. train them, give them the way, or we make it. We can also do that remotely. So we can also train them if it's possible. Yeah. We can do that. It was happening during the pandemic. Yeah. We did many times in remote way.
Where do your customers come from?
Worldwide. So we are worldwide distributed in mm-hmm. most developed country and also developing country. So the main hub of our mm-hmm. product is USA. Mm-hmm. So our company central is USA, Colorado. But we have also in Europe, in Italy and in Germany, mm-hmm. as well as in Europe in general. Yeah. And we have also in the Far East, China, Taiwan, Japan, etc. So we can do that everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not everywhere. I think it's only in the DACH region that we have the Annex 1, isn't it?
Yeah. Annex is new for not just DACH region. So Annex is European.
Okay.
So
okay.
it should cover every European. But I mean, now every... other countries are following and try to use the same concept what is written in Annex. You know,
okay.
I mm-hmm. have heard that the FDA also will recommend the Annex requirement for their for their customers. That's what I heard. So I'm not 100% sure about that,
it would be logic, so it would be easier to cooperate.
Yeah, you know, Annex is expanding, and it's really mm-hmm. detailed, comprehensive information inside. Mm-hmm. They touch every topic. So mm-hmm. and it's expanded from 16 pages to 58 pages. So that means so you have a lot to read and a lot to understand and
lot pretend. To change.
Yeah, to pretend and change, you know. It's mm-hmm. Last year it was like a crazy year because every customer would like to fulfill the requirement of Annex, which is not easy. Yeah.
What was the biggest challenge?
Big challenge for, you mean for us as advisory team?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like too many orders to mm-hmm. fulfill before the the new annex come in operation, because as you know, it started from August 2022, mm-hmm. The final version, and they give them 1 year. So in August 2023, most of the company should at least fill all of these topics. And we had many orders, so we had to work really hard for a long period, and we have limited personnel, mm-hmm. at the beginning, and so we had done quite good job, so we, mm-hmm. we were satisfied, but mm-hmm. it was a little bit of a challenge.
And what was the biggest challenge for your customers?
For sure, I mean, customer who has a filling line standing for 30 years, it's difficult to change, you know. It's difficult to make a new risk assessment for them and change the monitoring point and or fulfill, for instance, for lyophilizer. So if there's an old way of handling the lyophilizer, of manual filling, mm-hmm. it's still not in operation. It should be this year, August, the automatic loading and unloading of lyophilizer. But I mean, this will be more for the new filling line coming in, but not the 10 or 20 years old filling line. It's hard for them to.
So it depended on the status quo of each customer, if they had to do more or less.
Of course, and historical data is very important, mm-hmm. if they have everything went well. So Annex also recommend or focus on this point. You need to analyze your historical data and mm-hmm. do the trending of your data, mm-hmm. and see how the frequency of monitoring, mm-hmm. how the frequency of your tasks should be.
Did you have more advisory jobs at that time because they needed more education, or?
I mean, in this year we had two additional colleagues, so we mm-hmm. we increased our crew because we have more tasks to do, and of course, we, for instance, for me, I'm covering the DACH region, as you mm-hmm. said, Germany the main one, mm-hmm. but if there's any in Switzerland or Austria, so we also help them, mm-hmm. Our colleague in Italy also are close to Austria or Switzerland, so they can also cover that. So we are working together, mm-hmm. as a team, so there's no bar between us. So we have almost daily communication with each mm-hmm. other, and we help each other for that.
My thought was there more to do at the advisory side, or more at building new devices, or maybe programming the monitoring?
So, I mean, devices, we have our portfolio of different devices. We have different generation of mm-hmm. devices. We always improve our devices for monitoring, etc. For total particles, for also viable, we have a second generation. But for advisory as an a soft skill and mm-hmm. as a mm-hmm. service we offer to our customer, we have many requests for instance, to do, as I said, environmental risk assessment, because you are not now allowed to just put your sampling point mm-hmm. whatever you want. So you have to have a scientific rationale. Why I should put this here and not there, mm-hmm. at this point? So we need to know the best way. It should be close to mm-hmm. the critical point, for instance, the filling needles or the stoppering power, whatever. So we have to have some categories, and we do our risk. I will give you this example about this risk assessment. So we have different category to have to fulfill. Mm-hmm. We have different parameters we have to test and check. We do AFMEA or HACCP, the hazard analysis for critical points. Mm-hmm. We do have many tools for risk assessment. We implement that for our customer side, customer filling line, and to identify the best sampling point And for them, they can start, they can install their sampling point and start to monitor their filling line.
Okay.
Because now it's not allowed to just do filling without monitoring. So so you have to monitor the whole aseptic filling process from the setup to the end of your product. So it's not possible to just monitor like one shot or two or three shots at the beginning or in the middle. Or so.
Okay.
At least for total particles.
So there was this big change in 2022 with the annex. What do you think will the trends in the next years be?
Yeah, good question. So, to be honest, I'm not sure if there's, this new annex took many revisions. I think 12 times of revisions. Yeah. And the last version, it was from 2008, now 2023. So there's how many years?
So, 15.
So maybe we will have like 15 years. I'm not sure.
Good 15 years, enough time.
That's good. I will stay here. So maybe after 15 years, we can discuss that. But who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe there's more restriction. There's more requirement. You know, if there's any case happened, if there's any, so the main aim, the health of the patients. Yeah. You know, so if any things happen, there's a new technique.
We don't know what will happen. Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning, Annex didn't cover the ATM product, so now they cover partially, and maybe it's not fully in the scope of the Annex, but maybe later on it will be more in the Annex, and so on. So maybe new techniques, this new messenger RNA vaccine will be more controlled. There's maybe more regulatory to produce that, or because the scientific is rapidly developed. So it could be easier later to detect any error, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, before, if you want to develop any vaccine, you need like many years, yeah?
Like that about 10, 15?
10 to 15 years. Yeah. And look, the time period that... for COVID, it was like really relatively very short times, We learn from our...
Experience.
We built our scientific background, and I mean the word of messenger RNA is not new from 2 or 3 years. It's like 20 years old, but it was more in academy laboratory, and it was just studied as a real academic science. But they could implement what they learned from the whole academic and implement that in the pharmaceutical product, which is great.
I mean,
and who knows, there's CRISPR-Cas, so maybe there's a new product coming and whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of technique.
As I would say in German, da stecken wir nicht drin.
Yeah.
You know that?
I think so.
it's more like we don't know what will come.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Who knows? We cannot foresee that.
Yeah, we don't have a fortune cookie.
Yeah, a fortune cookie, that's right.
What do you like most about your job?
It's, first, it's, I have the chance to see many people. I have the chance to visit many customers, to discuss with customers. I have a chance also to, the team is very important to me. The atmosphere, working together with the team as a team, not as one person who's do everything. So we generate great work together. So it's not like image or X person. So, you know, we do that as a team, and the atmosphere, the hierarchy in our company is flat, so it's nice. So that's what I like. Yeah.
So you also like lounges because it's also with people and networking and learning.
Yeah, of course. And lounges is a great chance that we have to collaborate, to see people, new people, and discuss different topics. Yeah.
Perfect.
I had already a talk about the continuous monitoring for active air monitoring.
How was it?
Yeah, it half an hour ago.
Really? So we had a lecture at the same time?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah, which was okay, nice. I enjoyed some feedback from the audience, which is good.
I think you learn a lot from the customers and also the feedback
course.
From you. Yeah.
I also visited many lectures, different topic, the ISP lectures, the ETM lecture, etc. There's many topic that is really good to hear and to see, you know.
And there are a lot of lectures, but I'm not sure if you know it. This time is a premiere because all the lectures were filmed.
Yeah.
So you can see them the next year until the next launches.
This is great because actually there was many rooms. I think 9 or 10 rooms.
I think it's 9 or 10. Ooh,
yeah,
whoa,
something like that.
I was in room 9. Suite. So
you were in room 9. I was in room 8.
Yeah, and we have also the stage.
The
so
stage,
for the big.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you don't have. You cannot split yourself to 8 or 9 people.
It would be great, but we can't.
Yeah. So that's. I had some difficulty to follow every lecture, but it's great if we can have an access to the videos.
Yes, you can.
Perfect.
Do you want to tell us something else? Maybe I didn't ask you.
I would say I thank you for having me here.
You're welcome.
It's really great chance for us to talk and to be here and see many great people who are really trying their best to get a best solution for the health of patients.
Yeah. Thank you for your work and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Das war Reingehört, der Podcast der Reinraum- und Prozesstechnik. Danke, dass Sie eingeschaltet haben. Und wenn Sie keinen Podcast mehr verpassen möchten, dann abonnieren Sie Reingehört in Ihrer favorisierten Podcast-App und bewerten Sie uns gerne mit 5 Sternen.